What's up, everybody? Ben Raza and Matt Gajewski here for Awesome Odds, and we are back talking all things Monday Night Football Week 10 matchup. Matt, we got a good one here. We've got the Rams. We've got the Niners. A little NFC West action. I assume you are excited about this game tonight.
Yeah, really excited. Excited to see some of the changing pieces. Odell Beckham expected to make his debut. I'm also hoping we see Von Miller. That one seems a little more dicey. But a lot of these players coming back from injury, maybe even Jeff Wilson will make an appearance for the 49ers. George Kittle getting healthier. Just a lot to be excited for in this divisional game.
No doubt. And from the betting standpoint, I actually like all these moving pieces. I think it's opened up some really good opportunities on the player prop side and in the sides in general. We have some picks for you. We're about to drop them. Before we do, though, if you have not been over to BetMGM and you are a new user, you want to go there and sign up. $10 deposit or more, you're going to get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. And in addition to that, three free months of Awesome O Plus Platinum. That's going to cover you for all the sports that we have, from NFL to NBA, the college sports, hockey, anything that you want, we have. So a great, great value on the betting and DFS side. Use the link in the description of this video. All right, Matt, first thing I want to ask you, I mean, we've got two teams coming off bad losses. The line right now, Rams on the road, they are 3.5-point favorites. Do you have a lean on a side?
I do like the Rams in this game. And like you said, there's a lot of moving parts here, but I think the more impactful moving parts are on the Rams side. And I'm not sure we're seeing that much of a downgrade. Obviously, the Robert Woods injury is going to affect the Rams. Robert Woods is vacating a lot of targets. Cooper Kupp gets all the shine, but we're still talking about a very involved receiver in this offense. But luckily for them, and I don't really want to say luckily, but Odell Beckham coming over does ease that loss. And even though Beckham, I mean, he's been there for a couple days, he probably doesn't play a full complement of snaps. But even if he plays, say, 50% or so, when he's out there, he's going to be heavily involved, and he should help ease the loss of Van Jefferson. And then, like we mentioned on defense, if Von Miller plays in this game, we're dealing with a three-headed monster in this pass rush, which can really get after the quarterback in Jimmy Garoppolo, who's not necessarily the most mobile guy in the world. So I think there's a lot of very good changing pieces in favor of the Rams here, even though they are the road team.
I'm with you. I mean, I know it feels a little trappy. I was absolutely stunned to see what Tennessee did to the Rams. And honestly, I was absolutely stunned to see what the Cardinals did to the Niners last week. I didn't see that coming, given how hurt Arizona was. And then look what they did this week. That's a different pod. Me just complaining, but I do totally agree with what you said. The loss of Robert Woods, of course, is going to be hurt, I should say. But at the same time, this team has a lot of guys. Odell, of course, is going to slide in. Van Jefferson, Kupp. And the guy that I want to get my betting card started, Tyler Higbee, I think, is really going to benefit and consolidate some of these targets in the offense tonight. He has been someone that, of course, with a prolific passing attack and when they're trailing, he obviously can get involved. He's not going to be Cooper Kupp, but he doesn't need to be. He's coming off a 10-target game against Tennessee where they were trailing throughout. But this is still a guy, you know, three of his last four games, he's got five receptions. And I go to the market right now, you know, if you want to bet his prop receptions over under 4.5, if you want to go over there, you're getting plus money. I see plus 110 out there on that over. I think given the situation just with the personnel, this is the perfect week to do that, because Odell, I don't think, will be fully up to speed. And of course, Robert Woods, the loss is going to vacate a lot of targets. So I think him and Van Jefferson should really benefit from that. I'm going to go over 4.5 receptions for Tyler Higbee tonight. I think he has a big role in this offense.
I agree with you. I really think there's just two players in the Rams offense that have locked in roles. I do think Beckham plays like a valuable piece, but just on a few days' notice, like he's not going to be able to play a full complement of snaps out there. Van Jefferson is a great player himself in his own right, but there's been a lot of reports surfacing that you're going to see Bennett Skowronek, a seventh-round rookie out of Notre Dame, who's a big possession receiver, play a little bit more for Robert Woods. So I think you just run the risk with these Van Jeffersons, with these Bennett Skowroneks, of there being a potential rotation. When you talk about guys that are locked into the offense, right now it's Cooper Kupp and it's Tyler Higbee. Those are the only players that have been there the whole season with consistent roles. So I am very much in on the overs for Tyler Higbee here. Love that call.
Yeah, I think I feel pretty confident about what we see from the Rams. And certainly, of course, I know you just did a show over on the Awesome DFS channel, you know, for the showdown. We've got all that content there. From the betting standpoint, you want to be here. If you're enjoying it, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel. I know the Awesome Odds channel is new, but we are growing quickly and we have a ton of fun here, from the NFL to college hoops to college, you know, football, everything in between. and certainly the NBA. But I want to ask you before we get out of here, I know you've talked a little about the Rams, but what do you see on the Niners side? Clearly you don't like them in the game, and neither do I. Is there a player that you think could benefit? Is there someone you think is worth shorting? How do you break down San Francisco?
I think one player worth shorting is Brandon Ayuk. So there's a couple reasons that go into this. One, again, if Von Miller plays, like, this pass rush is going to be a huge mismatch in favor of the Rams. And even if Von Miller doesn't play, we're still talking about some very good players in Aaron Donald, Leonard Floyd. Like, they have a great defensive line. They can create pressure, which is obviously a negative for the San Francisco passing attack. But then with Ayuk, here's the bull case. He played 90% of the snaps last week. He's very clearly worked his way into a role. And we don't have Mohamed Sanu. So it looks like, tentatively, that he's slated for a full-time role. With that said, Debo's ahead of him, and George Kittle returned, played a lot more than people thought last week, and he is very clearly ahead of Ayuk in terms of targets. So at best, you're talking about the third wide receiver in the offense that could struggle to pass the ball today. Now, that doesn't mean he can't get there, but I cross-reference this with our projections, which are available right on the Osmo tool, so you don't have to go anywhere else. You can see them. And right now, you can find 49.5 under for receiving yards. We have him projected at 39. You want to look at receptions, which I think is viable too. He's at 4.5 at most books. We have him projected for 3.1. This is one of the best values on the board for tonight's Monday Night Football slate, the under on these Ayuk passing props, or reception props, I should say.
I mean, you summed it up perfectly. And again, I think this is where we talk about moving parts. George Kittle, he's not even carrying an injury tag. He is going to be extremely busy. You already mentioned Debo. There's also a scenario, I would say doubtful, that say the Niners control the game and they're just run. They want to run the ball. If they fall behind, obviously the passing volume will come up. It's only a 3.5-point spread. I think the Rams are going to cover, but say they don't. Say they get blown off the field. That's going to hurt Ayuk as well. So I think there's a lot of scenarios where we see a pedestrian output for him. I am 100% in line on that. And I know if you are interested in getting more of that, oddshopper.osmo.com, you can see all those projections, our ROIs, and all the props tonight across the industry. So on that note, we're going to bounce on out of here. Let's try to sweep it up on a Monday, a little 3-for-3 action. If you have any questions, they can follow you where?
You can follow me on Twitter at @Matt_Gajewski. All the work for college football, basketball, NFL, it's all there.
All there. That is all you need. Follow me at @JazzRezDFS. Again, hit that like button on your way out. Good luck tonight, my friends. We'll talk to you guys soon.